His allotment for the descendants of Joseph extended from the Jordan at Jericho to the waters of Jericho on the east, through the wilderness that goes up from Jericho into the hill country of Bethel. It went on from Bethel, that is Luz, and proceeded to the border of the Archites in Adaroth. Then it descended westward to the border of the Japhletites, as far as the border of Lower Beth Horon and on to Gezer, and it ended at the sea. So Ephraim and Manasseh, the sons of Joseph, received their inheritance. This was the territory of the descendants of Ephraim by their clans. The border of their inheritance went from Adaroth Adar in the east to Upper Beth Horon and out toward the sea. From Mishmathath on the north it turned eastward toward Tanith Shiloh, and passed by it to Jinno on the east. From Jinno it went down to Adaroth and Nara, and then reached Jericho and came out at the Jordan. From Tappua the border went westward to the brook of Cana and ended at the sea. This was the inheritance of the clans of the tribe of Ephraim, along with all the cities and villages set apart for the descendants of Ephraim within the inheritance of Manasseh. But they did not drive out the Canaanites who lived in Gezer. So the Canaanites dwell among the Ephraimites to this day, but they are forced laborers.